堂听 class.com。
Once I saw a newspaper ad, teach English. I am patient and experienced.
Once I saw a newspaper ad, teach English. I am patient and experienced.
This is cliche. Everyone claims the same thing.
This is cliche.Everyone claims the same thing.
I created this ad. Famous radio announcer from ICRT will personally teach English, 500 NT per month.
I created this ad. Famous radio announcer from ICRT will personally teach English, 500 NT per month.
Pure service.
Pure service.
Why did people answer this ad?
Why did people answer this ad?
Firstly, because ICRT has a good reputation for standard English.
Firstly, because ICRT has a good reputation for standard English.
Secondly, because I am telling people someone will personally teach them, someone who is well respected.
Secondly, because I am telling people someone will personally teach them, someone who is well respected.
Thirdly, because pure service sounds very good. 500 NT.Is quite reasonable.
Thirdly, because pure service sounds very good, 500 NT is quite reasonable.
There are many ways to develop the potential of a language center.
There are many ways to develop the potential of a language center.
Since you are also someone with a great deal of experience in these matters, you will know if what I have stated appears to be sincere.
Since you are also someone with a great deal of experience in these matters, you will know if what I have stated appears to be sincere.
When we personally talk,I can give you more details regarding my experience, my goals, and my highly unique teaching method.
When we personally talk, I can give you more details regarding my experience, my goals, and my highly unique teaching method.
I look forward to hearing from you soon.
I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Sincerely yours.
Sincerely yours.
Raymond Fu.
Raymond Fu.
A short analysis of my letter provides support for my belief that an understanding of people is necessary before one can truly communicate well.
A short analysis of my letterprovide support for my belief that an understanding of people is necessary before one can truly communicate well.
1. I caught the employer's attention and aroused his curiosity.
1. I caught the employer's attention and aroused his curiosity.
I also informed him that it would only take a short time to read my letter.
I also informed him that it would only take a short time to read my letter.
2. I stated that I am different. I proceeded to give reasons why and offered to tell what I could contribute to the Language Center rather than what the Language Center could do for me.
2. I stated that I am different. I proceeded to give reasons why and offered to tell what I could contribute to the Language Center rather than what the Language Center could do for me.
3. I told the potential employer that my capabilities met his needs.
3. I told the potential employer that my capabilities met his needs.
4. I supported my original claim with evidence, a brief but pertinent history of my work experience.
4. I supported my original claim with evidence, a brief but pertinent history of my work experience.
5. I showed my potential employer that I succeeded because I do know my line of business.
5. I showed my potential employer that I succeeded because I do know my line of business.
I offered my advertisement as evidence.
I offered my advertisement as evidence.
6. I concluded by appealing to the employer as a man of experience and simultaneously piquing his curiosity in me. With a letter of this sort, getting one's desired response is virtually inevitable.
With a letter of this sort, getting one's desired response is virtually inevitable.
It is impossible to stress how valuable a basic understanding of human nature can be.
It is impossible to stress how valuable a basic understanding of human nature can be.
With such understanding and with the desire to strive toward improving your capacity to think creatively, you will surely go far.
With such understanding and with the desire to strive toward improving your capacity to think creatively, you will surely go far.
Before you set out to master business English, master basic English.
Before you set out to master business English, master basic English.
Then try to develop a better understanding of human psychology.
Then try to develop a better understanding of human psychology.
Remember, you can't cross the river until you can first swim the tide.
Remember, you can't cross the river until you can first swim the tide. Before endeavoring to learn what is commonly known as business English, it is necessary to understand basic English. Many Chinese people come to me and tell me they just want to learn business English. They tell me they don't want to waste their time learning common English. I always ask such people if they really know what business English entails. Business English is simply a set of English vocabulary words. It is not, as some seem to think, a language unto itself. Neither is it something used exclusively by business people. The only way to learn good business English is to first learn good English. With a good command of English and an ability to think creatively in English, learning the specific set of vocabulary words that pertain to one's business becomes a simple task. Without such proficiency in basic and intermediate English, it is impossible to function effectively in an English business environment. I believe that developing one's comprehension of human nature simultaneously develops one's faculty for using English in order to gain whatever ends one desires. If one can think clearly, creatively, and rationally, one can express oneself in like manner. Thus, the single most crucial aspect of using words effectively is the development of a greater capacity to understand the world in which we live and the people with whom we must communicate. What follows is an application letter I wrote 6 months before I was to leave the Army. I sent it to 6 language centers and received 6 replies. Dear Sir, if you earnestly want your language school to prosper and develop, it would be to your advantage to spend just 5 minutes reading what I have to say. I am different from most people. I will not support my request for employment with promises of what I can do for you in the future, but will do so by citing just a few of my past achievements and describing just some of my present capabilities. Your recent advertisement in the China Times caught my attention. I am a seasoned and honorable English teacher with a unique way to train both fellow teachers and office personnel. The following is a brief history of my work experience. 1. In 1974, I started my own language center in Sherlin. Despite lack of capital, my students were so impressed with my teaching that they paid early, thus enabling me to buy desks and chairs for a proper classroom. While only a sophomore in college, I established the first successful language center in Sherlin. 2. In 1978, with 2,500 NT, I opened a language center in Taipei. I did this by renting a telephone and some space in the corner of a small office. Within 2 months, I had enough teachers and students to expand into 5 classrooms. In less than 3 months, with a 2,500 NT investment, I had made 200,000 NT. You may ask yourself how I started 2 language centers with so little capital. I know the business of language centers. I also have a special talent for drafting successful advertisements. Once I saw a newspaper ad, "Teach English. I am patient and experienced." This is cliché. Everyone claims the same thing. I created this ad. Famous radio announcer from ICRT will personally teach English. 500 NT per month. Pure service. Why did people answer this ad? Firstly, because ICRT has a good reputation for standard English. Secondly, because I am telling people someone will personally teach them, someone who is well respected. Thirdly, because pure service sounds very good. 500 NT is quite reasonable. There are many ways to develop the potential of a language center. Since you are also someone with a great deal of experience in these matters, you will know if what I have stated appears to be sincere. When we personally talk, I can give you more details regarding my experience, my goals, and my highly unique teaching method. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Sincerely yours, Raymond Fu. A short analysis of my letter provides support for my belief that an understanding of people is necessary before one can truly communicate well. 1. I caught the employer's attention and aroused his curiosity. I also informed him that it would only take a short time to read my letter. 2. I stated that I am different. I proceeded to give reasons why and offered to tell what I could contribute to the Language Center rather than what the Language Center could do for me. 3. I told the potential employer that my capabilities met his needs. 4. I supported my original claim with evidence, a brief but pertinent history of my work experience. 5. I showed my potential employer that I succeeded because I do know my line of business. I offered my advertisement as evidence. 6. I concluded by appealing to the employer as a man of experience and simultaneously piquing his curiosity in me. With a letter of this sort, getting one's desired response is virtually inevitable. It is impossible to stress how valuable a basic understanding of human nature can be. With such understanding, and with the desire to strive toward improving your capacity to think creatively, you will surely go far. Before you set out to master business English, master basic English. Then try to develop a better understanding of human psychology. Remember, you can't cross the river until you can first swim the tide.
Page 11. Good Business Letter Tips. 1. Always proofread completed letters very carefully. Consult dictionary when necessary or in doubt. 2. Keep the body of your letter brief and to the point. Sentences should be short and clear. 3. Be sure to address the person to whom you are writing by their proper title, such as professor, doctor, etc. 4. There are many types of business letters. The example used here is one of the most common types and should be fine for almost all business correspondents. However, if a special occasion or exceptional circumstances occurs, it may be necessary to consult a more specific book devoted wholly to business letters. 1. Always proofread completed letters very carefully.
1. Always proofread completed letters very carefully.
Consult dictionary when necessary or in doubt.
Consult dictionary when necessary or in doubt.
2. Keep the body of your letter brief and to the point.
2. Keep the body of your letter brief and to the point.
Sentences should be short and clear.
Sentences should be short and clear.
3. Be sure to address the person to whom you are writing by their proper title, such as professor, doctor, etc.
3. Be sure to address the person to whom you are writing by their proper title, such as professor, doctor, etc.
4. There are many types of business letters.
4. There are many types of business letters.
The example used here is one of the most common types and should be fine for almost all business correspondents. However, if a special occasion or exceptional circumstance occurs, it may be necessary to consult a more specific book devoted wholly to business letters.
The example used here is one of the most common types and should be fine for almost all business correspondents. However, if a special occasion or exceptional circumstance occurs, it may be necessary to consult a more specific book devoted wholly to business letters. 1. Always proofread completed letters very carefully. Consult dictionary when necessary or in doubt. 2. Keep the body of your letter brief and to the point. Sentences should be short and clear. 3. Be sure to address the person to whom you are writing by their proper title, such as professor, doctor, etc. 4. There are many types of business letters. The example used here is one of the most common types and should be fine for almost all business correspondents. However, if a special occasion or exceptional circumstance occurs, it may be necessary to consult a more specific book devoted wholly to business letters.
Lesson 3. The Ad Agency. Is this the Millward Advertising Agency?
Yes, it is. May I help you with something?
I'd like to talk with one of your consultants. I've just started a new business, and I need some suggestions on how to market my product.
Well, I'm a consultant. Why don't you have a seat, and we'll discuss what may or may not be right for you.
That sounds good. First, I should tell you about my business.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
It's a shirt company. I sell shirts.
Oh, very good. Have you thought about advertising in newspapers and magazines?
What would be the advantage to that over advertising on the radio? Radio is cheaper, isn't it?
Yes, radio usually is cheaper. But in a magazine, you can utilize a picture of your product. In a magazine, you can show people what you are trying to sell.
Yes, I see.
Only very established, well-known clothing companies can successfully advertise through radio.
And what about television?
Well, the problem with television is the cost. Television commercials are very expensive.
I understand. Yes, perhaps I ought to place an advertisement in a newspaper or a magazine. Which would you suggest?
I'd suggest placing an advertisement in a magazine.
Why is that?
Because people tend to keep magazines for longer periods of time than they keep newspapers. Chances are, your ad will be seen by more people more often if it's in a good local magazine. In the long run, magazines can be very economical.
You sure know your job, don't you?
Well, that's what I'm paid to do.
Does your agency also design advertisements?
We certainly do. We have a special department devoted to designing the best ad for your particular company. The Millward Agency is equipped to handle any advertising job. This is the reason we handle more accounts than any other agency in town.
That's very impressive. You've got my account.
Good. Incidentally, how did you know to come to the Millward Agency?
Why, I saw your advertisements, of course. Is this the Millward Advertising Agency?
Is this the Millward Advertising Agency?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
May I help you with something?
May I help you with something?
I'd like to talk with one of your consultants.
I'd like to talk with one of your consultants.
I've just started a new business, and I need some suggestions on how to market my product.
I've just started a new business, and I need some suggestions on how to market my product.
Well, I'm a consultant.
Well, I'm a consultant.
Why don't you have a seat, and we'll discuss what may or may not be right for you.
Why don't you have a seat, and we'll discuss what may or may not be right for you.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
First, I should tell you about my business.
First, I should tell you about my business.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
It's a shirt company.
It's a shirt company.
I sell shirts.
I sell shirts.
Oh.
Oh.
Very good.
Very good.
Have you thought about advertising in newspapers and magazines?
Have you thought about advertising in newspapers and magazines?
What would be the advantage to that over advertising on the radio?
What would be the advantage to that over advertising on the radio?
Radio is cheaper, isn't it?
Radio is cheaper, isn't it?
Yes, radio usually is cheaper. But in a magazine, you can utilize a picture of your product.
Yes, radio usually is cheaper. But in a magazine, you can utilize a picture of your product.
In a magazine, you can show people what you are trying to sell.
In a magazine, you can show people what you are trying to sell.
Yes, I see.
Yes, I see.
Only very established, well-known clothing companies can successfully advertise through radio.
Only very established, well-known clothing companies can successfully advertise through radio.
And what about television?
And what about television?
Well, the problem with television is the cost.
Well, the problem with television is the cost.
Television commercials are very expensive.
Television commercials are very expensive.
I understand.
I understand.
Yes, perhaps I ought to place an advertisement in a newspaper or a magazine.
Yes, perhaps I ought to place an advertisement in a newspaper or a magazine.
Which would you suggest?
Which would you suggest?
I'd suggest placing an advertisement in a magazine.
I'd suggest placing an advertisement in a magazine.
Why is that?
Why is that?